It's rolling. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
A concerned Zambian citizen in Livingston has urged the ruling United Party for National Development not to be overconfident following its victories in the recent by-elections. Mokushi residents have been alerted following the outbreak of the Mpox virus. The U.S. says it has deported five barbaric migrants to Eswatini. That's in international news. Avram Grant has unveiled Zambia's squad for 2024 CHAN in East Africa in sports news.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I am Chris Wanji. A concerned Zambian citizen in Livingstone, Akim Munalula, has urged the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, not to be overconfident following its victories in recent by-elections. Mr. Munalula has advised the party to remain focused and begin putting in place long-term strategies aimed at securing victory in the 2026 general elections. He, however, underscored that the by-elections are not a true reflection of what may happen in the general elections, hence encouraging the ruling party not to believe that it has already the support it needs to guarantee victory in the next year's polls. Meanwhile, Mr. Munalula has joined calls for the UPND to concentrate on addressing key issues affecting the people as well as strengthening its grassroots structures to maintain public trust. He added it is crucial for the government to go on the ground, listen to people's concerns and deliver on campaign promises in order to retain support across the country. Mr. Munalula has since challenged senior party leaders to treat the recent victories in the by-election as motivation to work harder rather than to guarantee a future of success. Residents of Mukushi district in Central Province have been put on high alert following 12 confirmed cases of Mpox that have been recorded in the district in the last 1 month. Mukushi District Commissioner Jonathan Kapungwe says the Ministry of Health and other stakeholders have been carrying out sensitization campaigns aimed at curbing the spread of viral infection. Mr. Kapungwe adds that even though all the Mpox patients have been discharged, the district will not relax their interventions but continue with the sensitization campaigns. He reaffirms government's position of ensuring that lives are protected across the country. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Collins Nzovu has called for closer collaboration with the Zambia NGO WASH Forum, a network of 40 organizations advocating for the realization of the human right to water, sanitation and hygiene. The minister commended the forum's support for government's efforts, particularly in rural and underserved communities. He emphasized that addressing WASH challenges requires joint action between the government, NGOs and civil society. Mr. Nzovu added that his ministry remains committed to ensuring sustainable and equitable WASH services for all Zambians and looks forward to greater dialogue and partnerships with the forum. He observed that enhanced collaboration is expected to improve coordination and impact across the sector. The cabinet minister was speaking when the Zambia NGO WASH Forum paid a courtesy call.
The NGO Forum, Watch Forum continues to be key ally whose contributions are not only complementary but also catalytic in driving transformative and community-led labor impact. Chairperson and your group, we look forward to today's engagement where we will have the opportunity to learn more about the forum's activities, strategic priorities, and potential areas for enhanced collaboration.
Meanwhile, Zambia NGO Wash Forum Board Chairperson Marlon Piri said the forum looked forward to constructive dialogue with the ministry.
Normally we talk about water so often and we amplify water and forgetting we should do hygiene, which is also important. I hope that as we go forward, we should also put a lot of effort around issues with hygiene. Honorable Minister, you have already elaborated the fact that you have a huge plan to ensure that you know, dams are rehabilitated and pollution is minimized, and that we increase issues to do with water harvesting. I think equally, let's ensure that there's a lot of effort going into issues to do with hygiene.
And Zambia NGO Wash Forum Coordinator Vuvala Muyovwe Mumba urged the government to prioritize the enactment of key water sector laws and policies while offering the forum's technical expertise and partnership in capacity building. The Zambia Police Service at Mutendere Police Station has launched an investigation following a brutal incident of aggravated robbery and murder that occurred during the early hours of today at Ruby's Filling Station located at the crossroads of Alikinkata and Kudu Roads in the Helen Kaunda area. The report was officially received at 08 hours by Mutendere Police from Mr. David Piri, 28, station manager of Ruby's Filling Station. Preliminary investigations revealed that on July 15, 2025, at around 15 hours, two fuel attendants reported for duty scheduled to knock off at 07 hours yesterday. However, at approximately 03 hours, the attendants were ambushed and violently attacked by an unknown number of criminals suspected to have been armed with unidentified weapons. Police spokesperson Reha Monga says the two attendants have been identified as female Sibeso Akaliwa, whose age is not yet established, and male Mapalo Mwerwa. Mr. Monga said Sibeso sustained severe head injuries inflicted with an unknown object and was pronounced dead upon arrival at Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital. He added that Mapalo is currently battling for his life at the hospital after sustaining multiple head injuries and remains in critical condition. Mr. Hamonga further said a third employee, 19-year-old female cashier Charity Mwaleishi, who was asleep in the adjoining shop office at the time, was unharmed and reportedly did not hear the incident unfold.
It is also worth noting that the two security guards from White Hat Security Company, only known as Boniface and Lungu, were not present at the premises at the time of the attack and were not found on site when the manager arrived. Police officers swiftly responded to the scene, conducted a thorough inspection, and documented evidence. The office door leading to the safe had been forcibly opened in an attempt to rescue the victims. While the safe showed signs of tampering, initial findings indicated that no money was stolen from it. However, an undisclosed amount of daily sales believed to have been in the custody of the victims is missing. At this stage, no arrests have been made and no property has been recovered. Investigations are actively underway and efforts are being intensified to apprehend the perpetrators involved in this heinous crime. We appeal to members of the public who may have any information that could assist in the investigations to come forward and report the nearest police station.
In international news, the U.S. says it has deported what it described as five criminal illegal aliens to the Southern African Kingdom of Eswatini. On board the flight were five deportees from Vietnam, Jamaica, Laos, Cuba and Yemen who have been convicted of crimes ranging from child rape to murder. U.S. Homeland Security Department Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaren said in an online post, this flight took individuals so uniquely barbaric that their home countries refused to take them back, McLaren wrote on X. Earlier this month, The U.S. sent 8 migrants from several countries to South Sudan after a court lifted restrictions.